This is the Shelley Irwin Show podcast from WGBU for Friday, February 27, 2026. Today, family promise of West Michigan's annual Dreams Dinner. Actor and comedian Jim O'Hare performing at Wealthy Theater. Filmmaker Jake Van Kersen. So Hope celebrating 20 years. Paint West Michigan orange to fight childhood hunger. And Sunday Night Funnies, all coming up on the Shelley Irwin Show podcast from WGBU.
Family Promise of West Michigan hosts their annual Dreams Dinner. It's this March, organization that ends homeless one family at a time. The next guest in the house, very passionate about what he does for others as well. Jim Davis, good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure to you. We'll take your picture because I love your shirt.
Oh, thank you so much. It's a shirt for radio, but maybe they can hear me out there.
That's right. It's all good. I want to get to the Dreams Dinner for your Family Promise in just a second, but let's start with something timely. You have a walk for me tomorrow to remind us about?
We do. I couldn't be more proud to be a part of the board at Kent County Community Action. Tomorrow is their Walk for Warmth. We'll kick off at 9:30 on that walk at MLK and Jefferson. You might have heard from Gustavo Perez. He was on your show talking about this important event. Just a suggested donation of $25 is all you have to do as you show up and learn more about our Kent County households that are facing shutoff notices around utilities, gas, and heat. We're just going to walk around the block to raise awareness. There's a few remarks at 9 o'clock, some good snacks, and a light walk, pet-friendly, 9:30 tomorrow. Me and my five kids and my wife will be there.
Oh, nice. But it's a good time, but it is a reminder that many stay cold through this month.
As Vice President of Business Development at Family Promise, it's been so obvious to us that these really, really cold streaks that we experienced this winter exacerbate a problem around housing scarcity, around homelessness, and I'm proud to serve on the Community Action Board, but it does remind us, that walk, that not all of our families right now are safe from these elements, and so we really want to raise that awareness, do good, and get a big pot of money for those people who are facing those shutoffs so that they don't go cold for the rest of winter.
Thank you. Tell me about Family Promise of West Michigan, speaking of families.
Oh my goodness. We are the primary provider of shelter to families with children who are experiencing homelessness. We're eliminating family homelessness one family at a time. We know each family's story is unique, and we try to make our solutions unique too. So we operate emergency shelter for families with children, keeping that household together. But we do the bulk of our work in shelter diversion, preventing people from a shelter experience, and in stabilization, up to 2 years of case management, social worker support that allows families to make sure that their journey home is a permanent one. And we're really proud of the work we do. We've got a couple of things coming up I'd love to share about.
Well, I give you the floor.
Oh, I'm so shocked. Be careful. You know, where's the hook to pull me off stage here?
It's called the microphone button.
I'd like to just share that next week on Wednesday, Brandon Lafreniere is raising awareness about this homelessness issue that we're facing in West Michigan. He's running from Detroit to Grand Rapids. He's running over 200 miles. He's going to end in Holland. But at 10:30 a.m., he's making a stop at a temporary finish line. And as a runner yourself, you'll appreciate this. We're going to let him run, and we're going to cheer him on and celebrate in front of Mel Trotter at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday, March 4th. But he knows that the journey we're on to try and end homelessness isn't complete. So while we're going to celebrate his stop there with cameras and signs and celebrations, he's going to keep on running. Head over to Holland. He's raising $100,000 for 10 different charities across the state of Michigan. We'd love to see a big crowd at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday with Degage Ministries out in front of Mel Trotter. Family Promise is grateful to Brandon Lafreniere and this great piece that he's doing to raise awareness around the homeless issue we're facing in Michigan.
Thank you for that reminder. Yes.
Yeah. But you know, the reason I came on today is because our biggest fundraiser for the Family Promise of West Michigan here is the annual Dreams Dinner, and it's coming up on March 19th. We're celebrating at the GOE Center, and each year we bring our volunteers, our board and staff, our families who've been experiencing these housing celebrations throughout our time, and we celebrate the work of Family Promise, and it's such an exciting time, but it is also our biggest fundraiser, and it really does, in our leanest months that come in through spring into summer, it allows us to put money aside to support those families and their unique needs. And so we have a paddle raise, there's a live band, there's delicious food, there's appetizers and a cash bar. We absolutely want to encourage any and all of you to consider joining us at our annual Dream Dreams Dinner, this year presented by our friends at Eastbrook Homes, who made this event possible. As presenting sponsor, they're making sure that everyone who shows up is going to have a delicious meal, a fun time, wonderful music, and to hear these stories of resilience and hope from the families we've been serving through Family Promise of West Michigan.
Stories will be important. For one who has never heard of a paddle raise, this is an opportunity for everyone to give.
It is. Our event costs $100 for just a ticket. We'd love to see you there. But during the event, while we'll see staff and we'll hear stories of these families who have moved home from housing crisis, we'll be celebrating that. But we will also be inviting any and all people that attend to consider giving at whatever level they'd be comfortable with. And we do a support the mission paddle raise. So it's not an auction. You won't be bidding on items. But if something is compelling you throughout the event, as you hear how we serve families to support their transportation, their food, we heard from Kids Food Basket about how important childhood hunger is. If you get passionate about wanting to help provide a permanent housing support or a shelter support, there's different levels. We'll be calling those out, and individuals and organizations will raise their paddles to show their support. And again, we'll hold on to those resources and use them throughout the year when our funding gets thin throughout summer. It really makes a difference for families. And again, March 19th at the Goey Center, that event is a 5:30 reception, 6:30 dinner, $100 a ticket. And you can learn more at familypromisewm.org/dreams. We're celebrating those dreams.
You bet. Thanks to you, Jim Davis. Just a couple minutes left. I want to ask the stories that will be told. These obviously will be success stories. A family needs a home, and that was achieved.
You know, our stories, they start out with a family's unique nature. It's never the people that are homeless, but it is an experience. There's a moment in time, something happens, and they experience a homelessness episode. And so what we'll talk about is the moms and the dads and the kids who are going to work, going to school, doing their life, and then something happens, and it causes a tailspin, and they end up into a precarious housing situation, and eventually they find their way to Family Promise in their most vulnerable moments. We'll be setting the stage to hear from regular, everyday friends and families here in West Michigan, and then hear their unique stories and how they fell into a housing crisis. And we'll be sharing the unique solutions that our case management team, our amazing programming team, has done to wrap services around these families, champion their goals alongside them, and support them into a permanent and positive housing solution. And they're so inspiring. We just hope you come to hear more live March 19th at the Goey Center.
Support Family Promise of West Michigan, whether you are familiar or you want to be more familiar. We're all in this community together. Anything else you'd like to share, Jim Davis?
No, not at all. Nothing. I talk a lot here, Shelley, but every time I'm able to come on your show and remind our friends that we are one health scare, one unexpected job loss, one episode away from a housing crisis, and our friends and families here in West Michigan are increasingly vulnerable to that. At Family Promise, we're ending that family homelessness one family at a time, and we do that through creative and innovative solutions. If you'd like to learn more, our website is familypromisewm.org, and that Dreams Dinner, where you can learn the most and show your most support, is familypromisewm.org/dreams for our annual Dreams Dinner. This year's theme is Let's Go Home, because sometimes it's just as simple as that. At the end of the day, we all just want to go home.
You're good, Jim Davis. Thank you. See you there on the 19th.
Can't wait.
When's the last time you watched Parks and Recreation? Next guest here to not only talk about that, but obviously to talk about their world in the comedy line. Wealthy Theater, that's tonight. You will head and hear from Jerry O'Hare and Virginia Anzengruber. Virginia, I'm glad you're back.
Hey, nice to see you, Shelley. Thanks for having us.
It's a long way to introduce you, Jim O'Hare. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Doing fine. Welcome to Grand Rapids. It's sunny.
It is sunny, and it's my first visit to Grand Rapids, even though I'm a Chicago boy, so it makes no sense. But I am here, and I'm loving it.
Thank you for you. And are you ready for Wealthy Theater?
I am. Yeah, we're going to have fun tonight. It's going to be, a lot of chatter, a lot of laughs. We're doing some improvisation, which is how I began 1,000 years ago at Second City.
Yes.
And what, Vinja, can tell us, what's the groups that we're working with?
Rapid Fire Improv and Half Hazard Improv. You can see them all around town here in Grand Rapids. They have residencies over at the Comedy Project, but they also do shows at Silva and Art Prize. And so local improvisers going to get it perform with an improvising legend.
Yes, that would be huge.
Oh, legend might be a bit of a stretch, but okay, whatever
yeah,
helps.
Go with it.
Whatever
better,
helps.
Better than the alternative, right? Do you really want to go back to your first day on stage, Jim?
What's that?
Would you go back to your first day on stage?
My first day on stage was at Second City, and it's what changed everything for me. Because I knew the moment I was up there, I did my first scene, I got my first laugh, and I said, this is something I love. Oh, my God, do I love this. And I never, ever thinking it would be a career, but I knew that day, truly knew, I will always do this. I didn't know what capacity. I just knew, wow, this is feeding me. And so, yeah, that first day was pretty great.
Here you are in Grand Rapids. Virginia, give us the details and more about you for tonight.
Well, yeah, so folks in GR know me for doing shows all around town. You can find me at the Pyramid Scheme monthly. I'm over at Scorpion Hearts Club for shows, and then I do a show at Hard Times every Monday, too. So folks know me for doing stand-up, so we're bringing a little stand-up. We're bringing a little of improv, but then also I used to do radio and podcasting back in the day, way before white men took it over, you know? So
I
know. Hey, listen, it's early in the morning, and I'm coming in hot. You guys.
Let it out, baby.
That's
let it
right.
out.
But yeah, we're going to talk about Jim's book because he wrote a memoir called Welcome to Pawnee, Stories of Friendship, Waffles, and Parks and Recreation. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that as well and have a little audience
Q&A.
Q&A
with the audience, which is always fun.
So there's improv, there's Q&A, and improv does mean, I'll start with you, Jim, audience involvement.
Yes. Love, love, love. We need their suggestions or it doesn't happen. Yeah. Yeah. And I got to meet all of these improvisers last night. We all had this amazing dinner. And they're fun, and they're funny, and I'm very nervous because I think they're going to be really good. And I said to them, make me look good. No matter what you do, help me make look good.
I think you're good on just walking on stage, and you've accomplished that. Jim, remind me of the good work of Parks and Recreation. How important was this in your life?
Game changer. I was lucky, you know, Nick Offerman, who also was on Parks, he played Ron Swanson. The two of us would always say we were these journeyman actors. So grateful to always be guest spots here, pilots that would never get picked up, but, you know, still work and happy to be working. And then a show like Parks comes along, and you go from always looking for the next job to having 7 years, 126 episodes, and it's the game changer, career-wise, financial, just life. It just changes it all. And it also changes once that's over with, you go from fighting for every job to getting a phone call, like, is he available? Which is, for an actor, there's nothing better than when they just call and offer you work. So, yeah, it was the game changer. And also the experience of it was unlike anything I'd ever done. It was a cast of 10 of us that fell in love with each other. And over the 7 years, I always say, I never heard one actor diss another actor. I just never heard it. It was this special, truly special place. And I'm 1,000 years old now. I've been on 1,000 different shows. I've been around, and I've never seen anything like it. Yeah, it was an amazing experience.
That's wonderful. And Virginia, your stage work, obviously, you're established. I guess I can call you a legacy as well. Probably you're not quite there yet.
My parents would call me a legacy. But yeah, no.
She makes me call her a legacy, so I guess she is, yeah.
Jim, we don't talk about that in front of other people.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I forgot, ma'am. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, I was really grateful because, you know, I'm a transplant Grand Rapidian myself, and so I love this area. I love this town. I spent 5 years in L.A. That's where Jim and I met originally. And so one of my passions is really like bringing events here. People can always go to Chicago. You can go to Detroit. You can go other places. But I love that you can go to the Wealthy Theater tonight and see Jim and hang out and just have a world-class experience right here in our town because it's so great here.
What's the detail for tonight?
So doors at 6, show starts at 7. I believe there are still some tickets online, so you can grab them, and you probably should get them online so that they're not sold out at the door. But, yeah, it's going to be a super fun time. Can't wait. And, yeah.
I have to jump in. You guys are called Grand Rapidians?
Yes, Grand Rapidians. That
sounds
a compliment.
So
have you ever heard it?
Elite. I love it.
Michigander, yes. Too.
Well, Michigander, yeah. I've heard,
yeah,
of course.
This is where we live.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
Yes.
Yeah, you've seen the hand.
But Grand Rapidian, it just sounds so fancy.
Well,
I like
that. Use that somewhere tonight.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I pay taxes.
Nice.
What does this say, oh boy, I am blessed? Is this a thing?
Oh boy, I'm blessed. That's a Jerry Gergich meme, I guess. Is that what you young people call them? Yeah, it's a meme. Good and bad. I'm on a lot of memes or GIFs, or I don't even know what these things are all called. But it's one that's become very popular. So if someone has something good happen in their life, they'll copy and paste, oh boy, I'm blessed, or whatever the meme says. Yeah, yeah.
What do you leave us with, Jim O'Hare? That's H-E-I-R.
O'Hare. I leave you with telling everybody that the people around this community, that I've met a lot of them in the past 24 hours, are so hardworking, so incredibly hardworking in this comedy world here. The stand-ups, the improvisation people, and the support from, you know, we had this amazing, where were we? What was
Amore.
The...
And Chef Jenna.
Oh, my gosh. Last night.
With pink hair? She has pink hair.
She's
she has
incredible.
Pink hair, and she is the energy that is you would die for. Yeah. The food was amazing. The experience was amazing. But the people here, they all have full-time jobs, and yet they're working. Yeah. They're doing shows.
Sean Francis, shout out, does a weekly show at the Comedy Project every week.
And it's a two-hour show, as well as doing other things. Like, I'm telling you, I've been blown away by the dedication that the people in Grand Rapidians
thank
do.
Thank you,
yes.
Thank you, thank you. Say that to your next best friend. Details one more time, Virginia, for tonight.
So, Wealthy Theater, 7 p.m., an evening with Jim O'Hare. Tickets are available now online. And, yeah, come out and see us and have a great time. It's going to be super fun.
Right. So much fun, you guys.
Break a leg. Jim O'Hare. Parks and Recreation, another of your resume builders, but we'll see you on stage tonight live at Wealthy Theater along with the conversation, Virginia Anzen-Gruber, and of course, the wonderful world of improv. Have fun, all.
Thanks.
Make sure you head over to Cinema Carousel today. You'll witness the work by my next guest. We've talked before. We'll talk again. I agree with you. We'll be out and about. Let's talk about this labor of love and the good work that you are doing. Jake Van Kersen on behalf of 4 to 5 Films. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on.
You're welcome. I hope there will be popcorn and a sippy cup for me at the event tonight. Yes?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Jake, remind me of the film work you do in general.
I am an independent filmmaker based here in Chicago, and I Agree With You is my first feature film that I've directed after doing 20 years of short films, music videos, sketch comedy, and then working as a video producer, doing all sorts of things. And this is our first feature film that we produced for about $22,000 in the production.
Wow. Is it true that this is the very theater where you worked as a teen?
It is. I was an employee of Cinema Carousel. It was my dream job at that point as a lover of film. And I went in right as I turned 16 and got hired the day after I turned 16, way back in 1998.
And did you follow the study of film, obviously, for your career?
Yes, I did. I did. I spent, like, at the time, I was trying to figure out what to do for college. And it was, do I go down a traditional path? And I tried that, but I kept being drawn back to film. I couldn't deny it. So I moved to Chicago. I enrolled at Columbia College Chicago. And while I was there, I had a class with a professor named John Otterbacher, who is also a West Michigander based, who graduated from Grand Valley State. And he had been teaching at Columbia College at the time. We met up, we stayed in touch over the years, and he's the executive producer of this film.
Sometimes it's who you know, and John is a wonderful gentleman. What's your film? Yeah. What's your film about, Jake?
It is about two people who have been together for a couple of years at this point, and they're at a crossroads in their relationship where they have to essentially have a conversation about whether or not they're going to stay together or if they're going to go their separate ways. But they are Chicago improvisers, and rather than handle that serious conversation, they start playing a game of improv that eventually forces them to confront the truth over a course of a couple days. Now, I know, you know, when I told my wife that, I was like, it's about improvisers in one location. And she was like, I'm going to go see it because I love you. I can say that she, after seeing the movie, actually loves the movie because we shot this movie, even though it was a very small movie. We shot it for the big screen with the audience in mind. And since we took it out on the film festival circuit last fall, we picked up a best feature award from the Royal Star Film Festival. Last year, the best feature from the Lake Michigan Film Festival over in Lansing, and the audience award from the Grand Rapids Film Festival, as well as Best Direction. And finally, with the inaugural Sheboygan Film Festival in Wisconsin, we also won Best Picture. So we audiences are loving it. They're responding to it. And this is a very great opportunity to bring it to a general audience at Cinema Carousel.
Again, Jake Van Kersen with us on behalf of Fortified Films. You'll see the opening tonight, I agree with you, at Cinema Carousel. What's the general run then?
We will be playing 7 o'clock tonight, and I'll be there with John Otterbacher and some of our other producers. And then on Saturday, February 28th and March 1st on Sunday, we will be playing at 4 p.m. and 6:05 p.m. And you can get tickets now at the Cinema Carousel website or walk right in and walk right up to the box office.
Very cool. All right. Be careful what you wish for. Lastly, Jake, when do you know it's time to go from, you know, just as you admitted, a short film to a big screen like you've done now? You took the leap.
You know, it was twofold. It was one that I realized that no one was ever going to call us, me and the producing partners, and say, hey, we like your short films. Can you guys make a feature film for us? So we were going to have to do it ourselves. And then two was, I'm a father. I have three kids, and they are in high school and in elementary school, but they are all starting to figure out who they are and what they want to do with their lives. And I had this realization that if they knew that I went to film school but never saw me make a movie, then when I tell them to pursue what they want to do, they would go, yeah, but you didn't. So I needed to go through and start making feature films so that they can see that, you know, it takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of determination and discipline. But if there's something that you want to do, you have to actually go out and do it. So that was, those two things were the catalyst.
Good lesson, not only to your kids, but obviously to all. All right, Jake, how can we find out more information on, of course, I Agree With You and your work?
You can find us at Fortified Films on Instagram or online. You can find me on Instagram at JakeVK. And through there, I'm sure you'll see wherever else we'll be hanging out. And I do have one more fun fact for you before we wrap up. You know my mom. You've traveled with her. But did you know that she was an employee at Cinema Six back in the day?
Nancy Brozek with North Country Trail?
She was. She was. She was working there when she was in high school. And she helped me come up with a healthy love of movies by, you know, weekend movie nights with the family, taking me to go see movie. She took me to go see the big irony of my life is when she took me to go see Big Bird, Follow That Bird, my very first movie there at Cinema Six at the time, I wanted to leave. But I will tell you, after getting used to the experience, I came back for Transformers the movie in 1986. And since then, I have never left a movie.
It's all about the stories and the local angle, and your mom's a rock star, that's for sure. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree. Jake Van Kersen, thank you for your good work. I Agree With You, of course, tonight at Cinema Carousel in Muskegon. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Take care.
So Hope is a Grand Rapids-based nonprofit celebrating 20 years of inspiring women around the world, and that's why you get the red carpet, Mary Daly Brown. Glad that you are here. I'll never forget our march in the cold that couple, 3 years ago. Good morning.
Good morning, Shelley.
Yeah, appreciate you. Happy 20 years. Be careful what you wish for.
Okay. Thank you.
There we are. Okay, I hope you're celebrating 20 years, Hope in Action. Can you remind me of the good work of So Hope?
Well, we are an international nonprofit that helps the poorest women in the world by providing wellness, education, and economic opportunities.
Yes. You founder, you president, when did this come into your life?
About 21 years ago. Maybe 25 years ago. I was traveling around the developing world, saw the plight of women, and it took a few years, but I finally figured out that I needed to spend my life helping those women.
And you're based here in Grand Rapids,
yep.
But this was important to you. And obviously there's a local angle as well.
Right. Well, we have all of our volunteers, our offices all here, but all of our projects are in the developing world. Our target group makes less than $2 a day.
What exactly do we mean by your international world? What city? What country?
We are operating in 26 countries, actually, now. We've done projects, over 400 projects in 26 countries.
Why the word SO, S-O-W, Hope?
Well, that's because, it was sort of a dream I had one night that was going to be the name, and so that's the name, yeah.
Dreams.
But it relates quite well to the women we serve. About 85% of Africa's farmers are women, so they understand that word very well.
Dreams do come true. Are you setting a bold goal for 2026?
We are. Our goal is to reach 20,000 women, raise $750,000, and celebrate our 20 years.
How will this happen?
You're
waiting for a dream.
It'll be a peep. Well, we have a wonderful new fund developer named Jen Breton. She's great, Jennifer Frank Breton, and she came up with this plan. She is very ambitious, and I think that we're going to do it. We're on track for it, so it's really good.
All right, so celebrating 20 years, Hope in Action, this bold gold. You're starting with screenings and more. So how, first of all, let me back up. How will you make this happen? Will you have fundraisers? Will you ask for donations?
Yes, we'll do what we've been doing for 20 years, which is pretty much begging people for money to help poorer people than us. So anybody out there that cares about the poor, please look us up, sohope.org. We have made a documentary about the way we do charity. It's called Charity Redefined. And on March 8th, International Women's Day, we're celebrating by having a private showing at Celebration North. You can buy tickets on our website. It's by invitation only. So I'm inviting you all to come. We have had a couple test screens, and people are very encouraged by this. So hopefully you can come out and watch this video.
And that's a couple Sundays from now, correct?
Two Sundays, yeah.
Two
March
Sundays,
8th,
yes. Yeah. Charity Redefined. This does highlight the women and local leaders at the heart of the work?
Right. We are firm believers in local leaders taking all the leadership. We don't coach our leaders. We don't give them any ideas. They come up with all their own projects and do all the work themselves. We partner with them by giving them resources, encouragement, and accountability.
What has, on this journey of 20 years thus far, your only beginning, Mary, what positives have come from your work?
Well, you know, when we started, there really wasn't another organization like ours working multinationally, helping impoverished women, lots and lots doing this for kids. But we're one of the first ones that's helping women holistically across many nations. We hope to go completely global someday. But I think one of the great encouragements is that when you help women, you're not just helping the women, you're helping their kids. And then that means you're helping the next generation. You're helping the entire community. They then turn and help their neighbors. It's an incredibly effective way to do development work.
Man, your passion has not changed, stopped, and is bigger and better. I like these sayings, part of your mission, where there is despair, let me sow hope.
Yep.
Yes. So Hope exists to inspire women around the world by promoting wellness, education, and economic opportunities. Where are you in the next 20 years?
Well, I think we're going to more than double the number of countries that we're in the next 20 years. Yeah.
And again, when will be your next trip? Do you physically go and give
month,
me a story
yeah,
there?
We go all the time to visit our partners, see how the projects are going, encourage them, and to make new partners. I just had a contact with an old high school friend who's introducing me to a possible new partner, maybe in Cuba.
Yes,
emailing him this morning, actually.
For that. And with our time remaining, Mary, give me an example of maybe a project that could be in the work that I can envision.
Well, this this particular man told me that he knows of a woman who leads two women cooperatives, and they are dreaming about having a sewing clinic for young mothers so that they can make, as she puts it, honorable living, an honorable living.
Yes. What we take for granted.
Right.
Correct. International Women's Day, back to that March 8th, back to your charity, Redefined. How would you like us to celebrate this day?
I'd love you to show up at Celebration Cinema next week, 5:30, but you got to buy your tickets ahead of time on our website, sohope.org. And please come and join us and join the movement. We're trying to create a worldwide movement where other organizations begin doing what we're doing. And grow this and really help half the world.
Yes. Other big events planned for the year, or check your website?
Well, we always have the gala the last Friday of September, and love that. But we are going to be doing quite a few showings around the country of this documentary.
Your world is expanding, as it should. Anything else you'd like to share, Good Mary?
Well, as always, Shelley, thank you so much. You're such a beacon in this community.
I wasn't going there, but I understand because we are the messenger, and I am lucky to be able to do that. There we are, 24/7. Okay, one more time, details for the 8th and how to get my ticket.
Go to sohope.org, www.sohope.org, and purchase your ticket, and there's free popcorn.
Oh, they say nothing's free, but I bet that free popcorn counts. Butter on mine, please. That's where I do go a little rogue. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Shelley.
Are you ready to paint West Michigan orange? You will on Monday to kick off Go Orange Month. Yes, Monday is the beginning in a roundabout way for March. Kids Food Basket, asking West Michigan media partners and you to wear orange during broadcasts and more. Oh, that would be me to wear that on Monday, but do you want the whole community to do this, Bridget Clark Whitney?
We do. We do. Go Orange Month. It is a really important time to talk about the importance of healthy food access, right? And like, this is Kids Food Basket each and every day. People know us for distributing healthy food, for having organic farms, for our nutrition education programming. People know us for that. But what we're doing with March, what we're doing with Go Orange Month, is creating awareness about the importance of healthy food access. Now, here's the thing, Shelley. This is why this affects all of us. Right now in the grocery stores, we are all experiencing grocery and food inflation. All of us, right? In fact, in 2024, so like just a little over a year ago, grocery inflation went up by over 14%, which is the most in any of our lifetimes. And so everyone is experiencing this. It is more and more difficult to access healthy, nourishing food consistently. But for our families who are experiencing the barriers of poverty, right, being able to access healthy food is even more difficult. And that's why this work is so important. That's why Go Orange is so important. We're talking about how healthy, nourishing food should never be a privilege. Healthy, nourishing food is a right.
Kids Food Basket, you serve, what, about 11,000 evening meals to 68 schools in four counties each weekday in addition to what's happening during the day?
That's right. That's right. Right now, currently, it's approximately 11,500 healthy, nourishing evening meals, 68 different elementary schools through and early ed throughout West Michigan. So we're in four counties. We're in Kent County, Muskegon County, Allegan County, and Ottawa County. And we also have our two organic 10-acre farms and greenhouses where we're teaching kids Where does food come from? Why is that important? How to get empowered around healthy food choices? What is a healthy food choice, right? And then we're going into the classrooms in these 68 schools where we're bringing our lessons and then teaching kids all about the healthy foods. We're doing taste tests. We're teaching them all about the different colors of the rainbow and the corresponding fruits and vegetables with those colors of the rainbow and how they affect our bodies. So the kids are excited about healthy, nourishing food. One year, we had a survey, and over 85% of teachers said after Kids Food Basket was in their classroom, the children in their classroom were actually reaching for healthy food before reaching for snack food, right? And I'm like, that's exactly the kind of impact we want to make.
And you're making an impact by wearing orange. Why orange?
Orange is the national color that represents childhood hunger awareness. And so for Kids Food Basket, we've really adapted that for March. And it's also National Nutrition Month. And we're challenging our community, go orange, right? Wear orange with us. Send in videos. Come in to volunteer. Check us out on the website and on our socials. There's so many different ways to engage with the organization. If you have the financial means, make a gift. Every dollar means healthy, nourishing food for kids. It really is a time to amplify awareness. Let's talk about it, because again, this affects all of us. When our neighbors don't have consistent access to healthy, nourishing food, that affects all of us, right? Healthy food is the foundation of good health. Good health is the foundation of a good future. All of our kids, all of our neighbors, everyone deserves the right to healthy food. Everyone deserves to be healthy and thrive.
Richard Clark Whitney with us again, directing our Kids Food Basket. Your passion has never gone away since your day one. Love this. Kids Food Basket, what else do you need besides us wearing orange on March 2nd?
Yes.
Monday.
That's great. Yes. And you know, March, we're going orange all month. So really, this is a month-long campaign. There's a variety of ways to get involved. We've got a $145,000 fundraising goal. Yes. That means approximately four schools for the year, right? Healthy food plus nutrition education. It's about four schools for the year. So that's our fundraising goal, $145,000. Every single dollar towards that makes a difference. Super easy to give on our website. We've got QR codes at the building. Really easy to give. We'll be posting it on our socials as well. Sign up to volunteer. Loads of ways to volunteer. We have three locations you can volunteer. So you can volunteer at our Kent County location, our Muskegon County location, which is our new location in Muskegon, or our Ottawa County location, or even cooler, well, even warmer, I should say, in the winter is volunteering in our greenhouses, right? Going into the greenhouses, both in Ottawa County and in Kent County, you can volunteer to harvest vegetables and then deliver vegetables. We have 18 different food pantries we work with. So the 18 different food pantries all across West Michigan typically would only have manufactured or processed or boxed food, right? They wouldn't have access to healthy produce. But we're growing healthy produce in the greenhouses and then distributing them to 18 different food pantries. That's a really fun volunteer opportunity, especially in the winter, because you're outside, but you're not outside, right? And you really get that shot of Mother Nature, and it feels great. So that's an important thing to do. Come in and volunteer. Again, 11,500 meals a day. That is because of our collective community care. It is because individuals in West Michigan care about our neighbors. 90 minutes, right? 90 minutes, and you can pack up a few hundred healthy, nourishing meals. You are making a difference for kids and families right here in your community. It really is tangible.
Yes.
Wearing orange, posting on your socials, using the hashtag KFBGoOrange, that's a big one. We have several churches and book clubs and schools and nonprofit organizations that are helping out with food drives. All of our wish list items are on our website, things like fruit cups and dried fruit, like the little meat sticks. Those are great. Cheerios for trail mix. All of those are listed on our website. That is a really tangible way, too, especially for kids, to give back. We have lots of kids who will do birthday parties, and instead of having people bring gifts, they'll have people bring items to the wish list. And it's a way for kids to give back.
Your best website, then, is, Bridget?
Kidsfoodbasket.org, but also follow us on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram.
Orange your favorite color?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, other than black, right?
Yeah,
but yes, absolutely. And it really, it is... it does make a difference when we're talking about this. It does make a difference because healthy families, healthy food access means a healthy West Michigan for all.
Great. Thank you very much. Your Paint West Michigan Orange off and running on Monday. Thank you, Bridget Whitney. Are you ready to laugh, talk to comedy a little bit prior? And let's continue with the Brian B. He's an MC for Sunday Night Funnies. We've got an opportunity to kind of continue this theme of Women's History Month, which starts on March 1st. And you've got women on stage, Brian B. I'm so glad you're here. You have women on stage, and you're on stage. And Sunday Night Funnies, congratulations on your continued success.
Thank you. We're at a new venue. I don't know if you read that in the press release, but we've been at a new venue since January 22nd. We're back in Grand Rapids after being away for 10 years. We're at the Chicago Beef Joint.
That's right. I saw that picture.
Ottawa.
Where's the Chicago Beef Joint?
It's on Ottawa. It's across the street from the Garage Bar, 822 Ottawa. So the best part is it's 7 minutes away from my house. So
it is all about Brian B. because you do open and close and more, and we thank you for that. This is, Brian, the third annual March Women's History Month show on this coming Sunday.
Does it say
Sunday.
Third annual? Actually, it's the fourth annual.
Oh, it does say third annual. Get that PR person.
That's me.
The
I'm fired.
Fourth annual. There we are. How quickly a year goes. What's happening?
Well, I started doing some special shows 4 years ago, like February is Black History Month show of all black comic lineup. March is Women's History Month. So I do a show with all women comics. And this year, for the first time, I'm going to do a Cinco de Mayo show with all Hispanic lineup, 1st of May. And then the following week, May is Older Americans Month, so we do our fourth annual.
You're going to have old actors up
old
there?
Comics, 50 plus. And I had one comic messing me go, 50's not old. I go, actually, we're all kind of like
AARP
55, 60 plus. So,
Well, thank you for that. It's kind of fun to, from all walks of life does comedy, correct?
Yes. That's what I like about the show is I try to have a diverse lineup in my shows. I could have guys 25 to 34 every week, but that'd be pretty boring.
Well, we do believe in, you know, shaking it up a little bit. Let's zone more in on Sunday. What do you have for us, and what time do we start?
Okay, it's a 7 p.m. start. Free admission show, got to put that out there. And I have 7 comics doing the show. Quite a few are from the east side of the state. We got Eileen Knowlton from the Lake Orion area. That's a comedy mecca in Michigan. And she's been a semifinalist in my Kingpin of Comedy competition for 23 and 24. Audrey Mister, who was, I believe, from Ann Arbor. Angela Vergas, who was quarterfinalist this past year. She's from Ypsilanti, Detroit area. And some local talent, Senator Bolt, Cheryl Stoner, and a couple comics who do a lot of work over at the Comedy Project. I heard you talking about the Comedy Project. Kristen Kendall and Holly Vanscoy, who also does improv. So it's 7, and two of them are new to the show. I haven't really seen before, but some are returning from past, the women's show, but others are do the show on a regular basis. So,
yes, very cool. I always ask this: is it a family show?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It's funny because I audience brings their kids, and I go as long as they know what they're in for, and it depends on the comic. Some I work clean, pretty much. Other comics work clean, but I'd say 90% of it's clean, just to give me a little buffer there.
Have to ask that. And remind me of your background in comedy, Brian.
Well, I was doing it in the 90s, and I did my first paid gig, and there's a long story behind that. I was emceeing the show out in Spring Lake, and the two comics were supposed to do the show. Broke down on a car coming in from Chicago, and they go, we need you to do another half hour while we bring somebody in from Grand Rapids. So that was my first pay gig to take one of the checks from the guys who didn't make it, waited his name out, putting my name on it. And I quit after that for 10 years, and then I came back in 08 and ended up starting my show the Sunday Night Funnies in the fall of 08, and been doing it ever since. So.
Nice. And how cool is this? I know we'll see you in Laugh Fest and, of course, the Sunday Night Funnies. Is the new, the place where we're gathering March 1st going to be your permanent place?
Yes, we've been there since we've done four shows there, and they were real excited about having us. In fact, I approached them, and they actually had me start sooner than I wanted to. I wanted to wait till after the Super Bowl. No, it's starting in January, so... We started in January, but they're really going to hold about having the show there. It's a great room. It's very intimate, you know, and it's I like being back in Grand Rapids. We were kind of away from things since we left the hotel on Ann Street, and it's good to be back in town.
As we say, Grand Rapidians.
Grand Rapidian, I was listening on the way. Yes.
I know, I didn't
realize. I'm a proud Grand Rapidian.
It's Jim O'Hare saying that.
And we do have our Laugh Fest show on the 15th of March, too. So a lot of special shows
that's
coming
up. That's your annual special Laugh Fest show. I'll ask you that question so that, and of course, that is besides the Women's History Month. And I like that you're putting your niches together for your shows, Brian.
You know, we're very diverse shows, so I want to celebrate the diversity in our in the Sunday Night Funnies.
And I know I always ask you this, but if one wants to get started in comedy, where does he or she go?
Well, tons of open mics around town. Just start doing mics. If you want to do my show, send me an email or message me on Facebook. And we'll set you up with some stage time.
You have to start somewhere, don't you?
What's that?
You have to start somewhere.
Yeah, you have to. Everybody wants to be a star, but you gotta do the stage time, and you know, just eat it sometimes, you know, and just learn the ropes. And it's not an easy path if that's what you really want. And there's a lot of travel. Travel is a job. Comedy is not the job. Travel is a job.
So. Well, again, you have proven that success with you as MC Brian B., the Sunday Night Funnies. Details one more night, one more time for Sunday, please.
This Sunday is our annual March Women's History Month show, all women lineup, 7 p.m. start at the Chicago Beef Joint at 822 Ottawa Northwest across from Garage Bar. There we go.
Thank you very much
to you.
We appreciate your laughing, and we'll see you out and about. Laugh Fest, again, you're involved as well. Take care, Brian B.
Thanks, Shelley.